Welcome back to Be the Best Version of Yourself, the podcast where we explore big ideas to help you live with more authenticity, clarity, and ease. Today, we're diving into a topic that will resonate with anyone who's ever felt let down by self-help advice. Have you ever read a book or taken a course that everyone swore by, tried every single step, and still felt stuck or overwhelmed? Maybe you even wondered, why does this work for everyone else but not for me? Am I doing something wrong? The truth is, you might not be doing anything wrong at all. The advice simply wasn't designed for your unique energy. Self-help is a multi-billion dollar industry. From early morning routines to manifestation techniques, we're bombarded with messages about how to become our best selves. But most of these strategies assume we all function the same way. The problem? We don't. Some people thrive on structure. Others suffocate in it. Some feel alive in the hustle. Others burn out. So when advice doesn't work for you, it's not because you lack discipline or motivation. It's because you're trying to squeeze yourself into someone else's mold. Human design is like a user manual for your energy and decision-making style. It blends astrology, the I Ching, Kabbalah, and the chakra system to map out your unique energy design. One of its most powerful aspects is your energy type. There are five types: manifestors, generators, manifesting generators, projectors, and reflectors. Each has a completely different way of interacting with the world and using energy effectively. Manifestors are here to initiate and blaze your own trail. Picture someone who suddenly gets a strong gut urge to start a business or write a book and just does it. That's manifestor energy. If they try to wait for someone's permission, they'll feel frustrated and stuck. Generators have a deep well of life force energy, but only when you're doing what lights you up. Think of someone whose face glows when they're immersed in a project they love. Forcing themselves into work that doesn't excite them leads to exhaustion. Manifesting generators need freedom and variety. You're multi-passionate, and that's a gift. Traditional advice to pick one thing and stick with it can feel like a prison. They thrive when you can pivot and follow your curiosity. Projectors are natural guides and visionaries, not built for constant hustle. They see patterns and systems others miss. But without rest and recognition, burnout is inevitable. For them, slowing down isn't laziness. It's essential. Reflectors are deeply connected to your environment and feel everything around you. They need time and space, often a full lunar cycle, to make big decisions. Fast-paced advice to just do it now doesn't serve them. As you can see, what motivates and empowers one type could completely overwhelm or drain another. A manifestor might thrive on creating bold new projects, while a projector trying to keep that same pace could end up exhausted and doubting their worth. A generator might love building consistent routines, but that same predictability might feel stifling to a manifesting generator who craves variety. Understanding these distinctions allows you to finally stop blaming yourself for not fitting someone else's formula and start honoring what genuinely works for you. When you come across a new self-help trend or piece of advice, pause and ask, does this align with my design? Does it feel expansive and energizing, or heavy and draining? Your body often knows the answer before your mind does. Instead of forcing yourself to operate in a way that contradicts your design, build your life around what works for you. For example, a generator could lean into work that genuinely excites them and build sustainable daily habits. A projector might schedule ample rest and focus on opportunities where their guidance is valued. A manifesting generator can allow themselves the freedom to change directions without guilt. There's absolutely nothing wrong with you if a particular strategy doesn't work. It simply wasn't created for your energy type. The key is giving yourself permission to do things your way and celebrate your unique rhythm. Human design is about living your strategy, not just learning it intellectually. Try approaches that feel aligned and see how your energy responds. Notice when you feel most alive, productive, and fulfilled versus when you feel stuck and depleted. By filtering advice through the lens of your design, leaning into your strengths, and letting go of guilt, you create space for authentic growth that actually sticks. Your path to growth doesn't have to look like anyone else's. The more you align with your human design, the more ease and fulfillment you'll experience. Next time you hear a guru claim, "This works for everyone," take a step back. Your energy type is your guide. Thanks for tuning into today's episode. If it resonated with you, share it with someone who's tired of trying all the self-help hacks and still feels stuck. And check the show notes for resources to discover your human design type. Remember, true transformation comes from alignment, not forcing yourself into someone else's system.